all of the airwaves. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various different features, and they are all completely free. Freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam's here from the Obscured Truth Network, and of course we will take your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. You know, last hour we were talking about government workers and how some of them are less, some of their jobs are less objectionable than others. Some of them are directly involved in the oppressing of peaceful people, and others are just in support roles. Some are involved in things that would be required, likely, in a voluntary or more consensual society, like people repairing roads and folks doing that kind of work, collecting trash. Actually, here in Keene, New Hampshire, the trash is collected by private organizations. It's not that way in a lot of places.
Yeah, I've heard people say things like, well, you know, trash collecting is actually something the government can do efficiently. And, you know, here's something I'll admit. The trash collection from Sarasota, Florida, cost about as much per house as trash collection here in Keene, New Hampshire. But that doesn't mean that it was done efficiently, because the fact is, when you threw things away in Sarasota, Florida, you had to have them bundled up properly. You couldn't have your trash can with too much stuff in it. Like, it was just all these rules, and they would literally just leave the stuff there. Sometimes they'd knock it over. I don't know whether they knocked it over or not. It would be knocked over when you came home, because they didn't feel like picking it up, because you didn't fill it in the proper fashion or bind it in the proper fashion or whatever it is. Here, they'll pick up whatever you want. And if you don't like the way the one trash company picks up,
call
you just hire another one, and they'll be happy to take care of you.
Unfortunately, though, the bureaucrats running the city dump are so inefficient at doing their job, they just had the city council mandate a monopoly so that no matter who picks up the trash here in Keene, it all has to go back to the city-run dump.
They can't take it somewhere else now.
Yeah, where they can charge whatever rates they want, and guess what? They just raise their rates to
whatever they feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We own you. So, there are clearly differences in the levels of coercion that different government workers involve themselves in. And then there are the men that wear robes, the people that call themselves judges, the so-called justice system. And I have, throughout this year, been having my own little odyssey of getting arrested countless times, four times, I think. The charges are countless. It's hard to keep track of them all. I've got five remaining misdemeanor charges that I'm facing in December over nonsense like disorderly conduct. And then there's a standing in front of a cop car, which I don't know what they're going to do to me on that one, but it should be interesting. I imagine I'll be found guilty, how much jail time there will be involved. Hopefully, you know, I can get away with paying a charity, as I've been fortunate enough to do, and stay on the outside. But I've been going through this system, you know, just exploring different options. I've tried different things. You know, we had the guy call last hour with a sovereignty pitch. Oh, you're just all caps corporation. You just got to file the paperwork and blah, 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 blah. You know, he didn't get into the details, but we know it. We
know
the story.
Really know the details. Yeah.
With that. You know, I've tried some of that stuff. Doesn't work. The fact is, these people just do whatever it is they want to do. And they'll tell you that you should use the system, that you're supposed to use the system, and the system, you know, can work. And so
the system's rigged not to work.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been trying that.
I've seen people who have used these all caps theories and things to where it has worked for them. Unfortunately, there are people who have studied the law for like 15 years and have dedicated a significant portion of their life to understanding it. And, you know, being able to use their system.
And they never have anything they can show for it, typically. I mean, there's usually a story they'll tell on the air. They'll call in and they'll talk about it, but they don't have video. They don't have real...
There's the guy who actually, Randy Kelton's show, one of his co-hosts, was pulled over with no driver's license, no license plate, no registration, no insurance, mm-hmm. nothing. He was written tickets for all these things. He recorded his conversation with the cop. He filed all of his paperwork, and they dropped the case.
Hmm.
So, I mean, there are documented, but he's
like to have a little more evidence than one scenario. I mean, I love it. I want to see it.
We've got him drop cases, too. I mean, Mark, your parking ticket got dropped.
I mean, does that mean that I don't have to worry about parking tickets anymore?
From somebody who's, you know, has no paperwork, period, to offer the state, they typically don't let something like that go.
I'm just saying that it's that in of itself isn't sufficient evidence. I would like to see more. I want
something
that
like that should be duplicatable, right? I mean, it shouldn't take 10 years.
He teaches a seminar and, you know, $300 or something like that for his class. And
well, then there should be people out there who are reteaching the same material.
That's what I'm pointing out, though. You know, he knows this stuff that well and can defend it in court because mm-hmm. he's been studying it for 15 years.
But this is my claim.
This is the problem, you know, with this strategy is if you're not willing to put that kind of time in, I don't think you're going to get the same results.
And this is a similar claim that I have for the Mark Stevens approach. I think that it's great that he has a nearly unblemished record, but I'm scared to death to try something like his system at markstevens.net because I wouldn't want to go in there and try that. It sounds crazy to me to try that. If it works for him, fabulous. I'd be willing to hire him if the case was big enough and, mm-hmm. and warranted flying him in. I wouldn't be willing to try his system.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. And I have tried some of that, and here it doesn't. I think it has a different effect on somebody, a judge in a bigger place where you've never seen that person before, versus a judge, a guy in a robe that knows who you are and that knows that you're part of this liberty activist movement, has a chip on his shoulder because of it. There may be a level of difference in the way that they handle that. I always try to ask Mark Stevens like questions of the man in the robe here, and it never goes very far.
Well, and part of the problem with the trying some of these strategies up here is the New Hampshire justice system is just really backwards. I mean, mm-hmm. they do all the things to avoid letting people in front of juries. The Bar Association is part of the judicial branch. The Chief Justice writes all of the rules for the court, and you know, there's so much all of the disciplinary. The AOC handles all the disciplinary actions for the judicial system. So they're basically policing themselves. They have lifetime appointments.
How unusual
here.
Is that, though? I mean, a lot of that's
well, like in Texas, the bar is separate, so you can file a bar grievance, and the insurance companies look at it. And if somebody gets two bar grievances, even if they don't go anywhere, their malpractice insurance is going to double. So, you know, there's a real consequence. Whereas here, because they don't want to spend the money on it. I'm not sure what it is, but they've made it really easy on themselves and really hard for someone to go in and hold them accountable.
Well, they certainly love money. I mean, I'm appealing a couple of the cases I was convicted of recently of trespass and some motor vehicle thing. And so I'm appealing those, and I was also appealing an issue with a name change where their own Supreme Court has supposedly claimed that if you use a different name, as long as it's not for a fraudulent purpose, it's supposedly a legal name change. And I was trying to get the local court to recognize their own Supreme Court's ruling in my favor, and of course they denied the motion. Which
as usual, these organizations they agree with what they agree with, and they disagree with what they disagree with. And,
right.
You know,
and if I
go ahead and pay for the appeal if you don't like it.
If I don't like it, I can pay $180 to appeal. But in their own constitution, it says the following. Every subject, interesting choice of words, of this state is entitled to a certain remedy by having recourse to the laws for all injuries he may receive in his person, property, or character to obtain right and justice freely without being obliged to purchase it completely and without any denial, promptly and without delay, conformably to the laws. But what does that say to you?
Says you should be able to get free justice if you want free justice.
They're going to say you've got free justice, you just didn't like the way it turned out. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
Thank
pretty much it.
Playing.
They shot me back their order today in regards to the appeal that I filed without any money and basically saying, yeah, I'm not going to fill out your financial affidavit either because if you don't give them the filing fee, they want you to fill out a 2-page long detailed affidavit about your bank accounts and how much money you earn and everything. And I'm not willing to do that.
It's free or it's not. It doesn't have to do with whether or not you're indigent. That's not the word indigent doesn't show up in the state constitution.
And don't get me wrong, I didn't expect miracles here, right? I didn't expect this to go anywhere, and sure enough, the defendant's motion to waive the filing fee is denied, and then they cite some court case to justify it. Part 14 of the article, or Article 14
we
of New Hampshire.
We said previously that this was not a good argument, so therefore it's not a good
argument. The Constitution does not bar appellate filing fees. So the Constitution, which says you can get justice freely, doesn't bar, you know, charging a fee for it. That makes sense, right? Only in legal land.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. And they include our Shrine of Female listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty, the IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists in media. Participants work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former interns have gone to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Economist, and more. Placements are available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. They provide a housing assistance, mentoring. They have summer career workshops. All majors are encouraged to apply. This is for undergraduate students, recent graduates. They get a stipend, so they pay you to do this. LibertarianInternships.com. Go there and sign up. And when you sign up, you're signing up for more information. Not committing to anything, just to get more information so that they can get your name, market to you, things like that too. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. We go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Dino in Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Dino? In Japan, going once. Dino in Japan, going. Hello, Dino. What's on your mind tonight? Yes, sir. Go for it.
Oh, good. It's been a while, but I wanted to call in and weigh in on that. Calling government workers parasitic or parasite or whatever. You know, these guys and gals who work for the government, they really have no incentive to listen to anyone that's calling them names. Not to mention to listen to why, you know, they might be stealing money or sucking, you know, money from the general public. What I would suggest is that instead of calling names, maybe do a point by point or draw a picture of a parasite and do it point by point, like dot to dot, connecting the dots that you did with your children or you do with children, and basically show them, you know, point by point how the government is parasitic and how government workers are parasites. And once the picture's complete, ask them, what is that?
You know, I think that's a good idea. If you can put up something like, you know, say on a website or a little video that, point by point makes these points, I think that's a great idea. You know, draw the parallels between these things. I think that's fine. But just whipping out the term parasite, I don't think that serves. But thank you.
No, I agree with that.
Do you know anything else you want to share?
Yeah, just to add, I watched that video that Sam put up when he was being accosted and given a hard time at the airport. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you look at these people, and for sure, they didn't look like they were interested in, you know, anything other than, harassing a person coming through there. So,
right.
I mean, this is your type of mindset that you're dealing with when you're talking about government workers. And what incentive do they have? So, I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dino. Appreciate the call tonight.
Yeah, it's all about their authority, and when that's challenged, they tend to sort of react just in unpredictable ways.
Well, I think that they, the way they see it is if they don't have their authority, then Western civilization will crumble. I mean, literally, yeah. If you spend enough time with one of these people, that's what they're going to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you...
It's me or Mad Max scenario,
yeah,
people.
That's it. Two men enter, one man leaves. You know, the big retard with the little smart guy sitting on his shoulders. I mean, those are your options.
You know, I never even got to the best part of this government workers. So this guy, government doesn't suck march. We'll come back to it here in a moment, but let's first talk to Charlie the plumber in Florida. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Charlie the plumber from Tampa, Florida. Let me tell you what, it's people like me that pay for these big government salaries and benefits and retirement packages. You know what? The only type of government employees we need with these big salaries or pensions, which they're not really huge, is the military. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. Hey,
no thanks.
I don't mind paying for my safety and for my freedom, but you know what?
What makes you think that, I understand where you're coming from, but what makes you think that the military cares about your freedom and your safety?
Because I've been there, I've done that, I was a volunteer.
Well, if they cared about safety, I mean, Charlie, with all due respect, if they cared about safety, then why would they go around bombing people around the world? Doesn't that make us less safe?
Oh, you know what? I guess some of these people got it coming. But anyway, the police unions, the firefighters unions.
Who would you say has it coming?
Well, yeah, let's face it, it's a good day to be dead if you're a terrorist, sir. It's a good day to be dead.
How many of the people that the U.S. military has killed in the last decade have been terrorists?
a whole bunch of them. You know, like
what
you
percentage?
Said, like some liberal church.
What percentage?
A lot of people get
I'm not a liberal, sir. Liberals support war. Liberals are people that support war, from what I can tell.
Take a look. Obama went to war.
We support war when we need it. We have justifiable
war. We need war.
People like you, Chamberlain, oh, Hitler won't bother us. I got his word on it. Oh, Hitler, that's Trump's problem. You know what? You're praying for them and do nothing, you jerk.
Wait a second, Charlie, jerk.
I'm not bombing anyone, Charlie.
Charlie, I'd like to make this point. There's a man named Smedley Butler. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
Okay, when
did
you
say it was a Marine?
When you were a Marine, and they said they had you, before you went to bed, you say good night, Smedley. Do you remember that?
Smedley, it's Chesty Porter, dumbass.
Say what?
It was whom?
Chesty Porter, you jerk.
I can't hear you. You're yelling into your phone. Back away from the phone about an inch and speak instead of yelling.
It's Chesty Porter. He was one of the most highly decorated Marine in history.
Okay, well, another one.
American hero, sir.
Another one of them was Smedley Butler. He had he was a 2-time Medal of Honor winner, and he was, I believe, retired as a major general and then became a lieutenant general and in retirement, if that makes any sense to you. But I really don't remember exactly how that went. So he's either a 2-star or 3-star general. And 2-time Medal of Honor winner, this guy didn't believe, and this was in the 40s, did not believe, well, maybe it was 38, 39, did not believe that Hitler could land a force in the United States. So the idea that somehow you and I would be speaking German is probably fallacious. Like, there's a guy who's a better expert than you and I on this, he claimed that war was a racket. He claimed
wrote
that...
wrote a book about it,
yeah,
an essay.
Yeah, it's a long essay, short book, and he claimed that the military is really just a tool of the military industrial complex and the oil companies and things like that. The politicians are really in the pocket of these organizations. Now, you can feel however you feel about me, but Smedley Butler, the 2-time Medal of Honor winning Marine, felt the same way.
Well, you know what? The Gothic had it the right way. You know what? We should have went after China. We should have chased those Chi-Coms across that river, and we should have bombed them. We should have nuked them. We should have...
You are horrible.
No. Let me tell you.
You are a horrible human being. I'm sorry.
Listen to me.
You should be ashamed.
We should have said, if any country gets a nuclear bomb, or if any country... it detonates a nuclear bomb. We should have taken that as a direct...
The United States federal government detonated nuclear bombs,
right,
sir.
The first ones to get them, and we should have made the world capitulate. If anybody else gets them, we see that as a direct conflict, and we're put... our safety at risk. And
Charlie, you're speaking not from the standpoint of morally good or just. You're speaking from the standpoint of a slave owner. Like, we get to tell the rest of the world how they're going to live, but they can't act like we do. That's immoral.
And he's spoken enough. Thank you, Charlie, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age your income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. Wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, because as our caller earlier tonight said, he sees the value in getting together with other like-minded people. In fact, I would say that's the most valuable proposition the liberty movement has on the table today, is to get people who believe in liberty together. Because the fact is, there are still people like Charlie out there. Charlie the plumber, as he called himself, from down in, I believe it was Florida, calling in to just rant, ended up ranting and raving. He started agreeing with us, but went off on the military topic, and I couldn't let him get away with it. Ranting and raving, advocating bombing people, dropping nuclear weapons on peaceful people, and
well,
it's just so
twisted. What he was advocating was dropping weapons on
Chinese people.
That too. But what he started with was people that were terrorists, and I got no problem with harming people that have harmed other people. The problem is that the government isn't very good at figuring out who is and who isn't. If you're going to do it based on intel, and then you don't have, I mean, would you want to be convicted and spend the rest of your life in prison based on intel? You don't want a fair trial? Well, it seems to me that if you're going to kill somebody, that you ought to have, you know, something as to that equivalent. War's not fightable in that way. But I think that nonviolence is a superior method for handling folks than that violence is.
Yeah, they're trying this intel approach with the Predator drones in Pakistan, where they've killed 700 civilians to get less than 10 suspected terrorists. I mean, they'll tell you they were 700 terrorists. No, they've admitted, and you know, in the WikiLeaks documents, you guys talked about over 100,000 civilians. No, they lie to the public and say we don't collect the numbers.
In the mind of Charlie, there's no amount that is too much as far as innocent people being killed.
So. Where does he think these terrorists come from? I mean, they just wake up one day and decide, I'm going to dedicate my life to killing, trying to jihad against America?
That's right.
Ridiculous.
They believe that their religion is ordering them to destroy peaceful people. Yeah. And every Muslim I've ever known has said that's, you know, it's
you know, there are, what, 1.6 or 1.8 billion Muslims in the world, and they all are out to kill Americans.
If that were true, there'd be a lot of death.
Yeah, they're doing
violence.
A really, really bad job if that's the case.
So, 800-259-9231, my point being that getting people who love freedom together is important because it dilutes voices like Charlie's. It makes Charlie, and there are a number of people that are angry like Charlie, you know, angry former Marine who's still got a chip on his shoulder about X, Y, or Z. You fill in the blanks. There are people like that out there, and when you get liberty-minded folks together, including former military, now there aren't any sitting on this show tonight, but Puke has appeared on the show a few times. He's a former Army. I think Jim Johnson, Lauren Canario's husband, is, I believe he's a former Marine, if I'm not...
No, Jim Johnson's former Army.
Former Army, okay, yeah. Then it's one of the other
JJ's
guys.
JJ's Army, too.
Yeah, there's a couple former Marines up here as well.
Political Graffiti, Roger, is a former Marine.
Yep, so it's also important to have people who are from that perspective who've come over to the Liberty Movement. And when you get liberty-minded folks together, you start to get that. We've got no shortage of people that have had experience. Dale was in the Navy, for instance. We've got no shortage of people in this movement here in New Hampshire that have made the move as part of the Free State Project, or maybe we're already here, who love liberty and who are formerly in the military. Those are the people that can most effectively speak to that audience. But getting folks together is the first and most important step into raising the level of you know, the volume, if you will,
discourse.
In society about the ideas of liberty. Discourse also, yeah. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Mike is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just want to tell you about something that just happened tonight. A friend of mine who's a freedom fighter, just like myself, there's a political debate going on, third congressional race in Wisconsin. They're having a debate on a public university campus,
mm-hmm.
and my friend and I were going to record the debate for our blog that we do. They had signs posted all over the room that they were not going to allow recording devices.
Wow.
But yet there was five or six media outlets there recording it, but if you weren't with the established media, you weren't going to be allowed to record. So anyways, I was approached before the debate even started by the news director for one of the TV stations saying that the policy from the FEC is that I was not allowed to record.
The FEC, the Federal Elections Commission.
Right, and I said, well, the FEC is not in the Constitution. I said the Constitution has more legal authority than the FEC, and that just made him upset.
This was the news director for a news station. This wasn't the security at the event or a government bureaucrat.
Right. No. But they were technically sponsoring the debate along with the university. University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Which is a publicly funded university, and so you certainly should have the right to be there with the people.
Absolutely. So he alerts the campus police that carry guns, so they're like regular cops on campus. They come over to me, and they ask me to leave the room. And I said, no, I'm not leaving. And they said, no, we'd like you to come with us. And I said, for what reason? And they said, well, we want to talk to you outside. And I said, well, until you can give me a reason, I'm not going anywhere.
Hmm.
Apparently
they just like you to come with them. They just want to talk to you outside.
It was one of those things where it's just an order, you know, what's going to happen. So I'm not going along with their plan. All of a sudden, the friend that I came in there with, grabbed his camera to record my interaction with the police. As soon as he pulled out his camera, before he even pressed record, they grabbed his arms, drag him out of the room, and cite him with $700 in fines. Resisting arrest and disorderly conduct.
It's amazing. Being a camera person means being an activist having to be willing to be arrested today. period.
Right, and just from your perspective of Free State Projects, I feel bad because I should have pulled out mine to record what was happening to him, but at that point I was like, then I'm going down too, and who's going to get us out of jail and all this things, and it's, you know, I questioned, you know, whether I should have done there, and ultimately I stayed in the room and then stood up in front of the whole room and for about 5 minutes and said, you know, this is outrageous what happened, this is unjust, talked to the chancellor, called him out. And so it was a good interaction that way.
Wow.
But, you know, it's just really unbelievable.
Yeah, this is where, you know, maybe the hidden pin cameras that you have running, I mean, it's easy to look back on it and say, oh, yeah, if you had done this. But, you know, having, I typically have at least an MP3 player on my arm that's an audio recorder that I can lock into a recording mode so that I've at least have an audio record of whatever happens. And then, you know, if you can have a hidden camera or something like that to where you can get footage of this in case something like that happens, that may be something you want to consider.
That's a good suggestion. And you live and
it's
learn,
tough,
right?
Though. Yeah, it is tough.
And I would never say you made the wrong choice by not also getting arrested. It was good thinking to say that somebody would have to help your buddy out who was being arrested. Not everybody can get arrested, and it's not always the right choice.
Yeah, the environment was, as soon as I were to pull anything out, like a cell phone, without even, they would have come after me then.
It's outrageous.
I don't know if you guys can give me an advice about what the Civil Disobedience Fund, if that's something I should maybe look into.
Unfortunately for you, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is focused only on New Hampshire-based activists. Yeah, there's a very limited amount of money that's coming in, and New Hampshire is the place for this activism is being focused. And I want to thank you for the call tonight. I wish you the best of luck. Let us know what happens with your friend, if you would, please. I'd appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Yes, cdevolution.org. Actually, right here tonight on this program are three of the five board members of cdevolution.org.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's a new, relatively small organization with a fairly small bank account, and there's just no way conceivably that we could get behind folks that are outside of New Hampshire as far as supporting their activism regarding civil disobedience. We just don't have any irons in the fire outside of New Hampshire, and we want to affect as much change here as quickly as possible. And so focusing our resources within New Hampshire and on those activists makes the most sense. 800-259-9231. That doesn't mean you can't support CD Evolution. If you support the kind of disobedience that's going on here, you're certainly welcome to do so. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer.
With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number, and that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Archives are included. We've got a lot of them, in fact, going all the way back to late 2006, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created, HostGator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we just heard from Mike in Wisconsin. He was out at a political event, and normally politics is considered a safe event. It's a safe venue for activists. It's looked at as well-treaded. There's been a lot of activity there. People know the ins and the outs. They feel safe. They feel comfortable. It's a comfort zone for people that are activists. But in a lot of cases, it's not so safe. In a lot of cases, politics can be a very risky endeavor indeed. The more politically successful you become, the more of a target that you are. And if you threaten the status quo in some way, or the status quo feels, the people in the status quo feel as though they're being threatened by your presence and your ideas in the political system, they will, in many cases, find a way to punish you for that. If you're a business owner, they bring in the fire marshal and find all kinds of problems that had never existed before.
Well, the Ron Paul folks really just took over the Republican conventions in 2008, they figured out every way in the book to shut them up. And if they tried to say something against the rules that they were forcing, illegally or against their own rules,
turn off the microphone.
They turn off the microphones. They kick people out. They do whatever they could do. So you know, this is true. The establishment doesn't like itself being usurped. But I think that you can I think you can have an effect in a more slow fashion as opposed to a long
fashion. You couldn't have an effect. Yeah. My point was it's risky.
Indeed.
People believe
there
it's
are
not.
Risks.
And it is. I mean, Mike and his friend went out to a political event last night thinking, freedom of the press.
Well,
we can record this public property. Of course we can. It's a college campus. Of course we can be here to record this political event, public political event that's being reported on by the mainstream media. Why shouldn't we be able to report on it? And thing is, it doesn't matter what your interpretation of their constitution says. It doesn't matter what you think that it means. What matters is what they say. What matters is their interpretation. And maybe eventually down the line, if you pay enough money in the appeals courts or, you know, make it all the way up to the Supreme Court, they'll actually agree with you and that you were in the right when you were recording at that particular public event at that public university when you were arrested, as his friend was, and charged with disorderly conduct and other charges that amount to the amount of, you know, $700 in fines, which could mean jail time if you don't pay the fines. And so you've gone through all of that, and then maybe eventually they'll overturn that. But in the meantime, you've gone through hell.
Back in your 20s, you know? How long is it going to take you to get to the Supreme Court? Could be a decade.
So if the word gets around that cameramen are being arrested at open political events, what is that going to do to encourage or discourage other people from recording video of government interactions and bureaucracies? Is it going to deter it, or is it going to encourage it? In most places. Here in New Hampshire, it's been pretty chilling. I mean, even amongst the activists here, the crackdowns on video cameras have been fairly successful over time. Not entirely. We did have William Kostrick on last night who was talking about how his charges for wiretapping when he was recording a police officer in public had been dropped. So that's good news. Another activist also, Carla, had her charges dropped as well. But they haven't gotten their cameras back. And, Sam, you spent 58 days in jail because you recorded some video.
Right.
Most people don't want to go through that.
Mm-mm.
So it's very difficult, and it is, you know, a risky thing. Working within the system still entails risk. Anytime the status quo is challenged, your freedom is at risk. And it always is at risk anyway, if you think about it, if you want to think about it that way, which is why you should get active. Whether you get active in politics or civil disobedience or whatever, because sometimes the lines blur and they cross, the reason why you should get active is because if you don't do anything, then it's pretty much a guarantee that your freedoms will be further impinged upon.
It's just a matter of time.
Exactly. So do something, and it's better to do your something around other folks, as Mike found out there, because he was essentially alone with his friend. He's at a public event where people are around, so that's good.
Yeah, but nobody's going to come save you.
Nobody did anything.
Right. They're not going to do anything.
They're too scared to even turn their cameras on.
As far as they're concerned, the cops are doing the right thing because they're cops. They must know the rules. What else would law enforcement officers be doing but enforcing the law?
So getting people together makes a difference. Imagine if it were Mike, his friend, and 10 of their friends all together, all with video cameras.
Right.
And with Quick.com.
If nine guys would have whipped out cameras on those cops,
and
it would have been an entirely different story.
And if two or three of the nine were live broadcast to the Internet, and then they tell the police, yeah, we're broadcasting you live online right now.
You can't record me. I'm not. I'm streaming you live to the Internet right now.
They don't like that.
No, I imagine they don't. But there's nothing that they can do about it except, reach out and grab your camera from you, and then they look like the guy who reached out.
And then there are three other cameras that caught them grabbing your camera. So more people, more cameras, get together, freestateproject.org. To the phones and the fun, man that knows a lot about recording the police, Dave Ridley is with us, ridleyreport.com, his website, the most prolific video reporter here in New Hampshire. Dave, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Any comments? I don't know if this is the reason you were calling, but any comments on these guys that were recording a public event where they were claiming that the event folks were claiming that they couldn't record, even though it was on a public university campus, and they got one of them was arrested?
I only listened by podcast, so I could not tell from listening. I only heard the last few minutes and couldn't tell where this happened.
It was Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's one of those things where, whatever the law says, there's always going to be some reluctance on the part of police, usually, to make an arrest over videotaping, because they know the public is not on their side. You know, if they arrest somebody for videotaping or audio taping, then doing their duties, then that's going to go over badly with the public. So that's the advantage that we have.
True, but in the meantime, you've got an arrest on your hands, you've got a court trial, $700 in fines, and you've got to deal with all that. It's nice if the public supports what you did, but they didn't do anything to stand up for the person who was arrested. The public was there. It was a public event where they were having a debate between political candidates, and the people of the public did not rise up or anything like that. So it's nice to have
video got out of this situation?
I don't know if any video has come out yet.
Not enough liberty activists on site.
Yeah, it was only two guys.
You know, I'm thinking this is similar to what happened at the Pumpkin Fest here, where, you know, the mainstream media might have partnered up with the university in order to invite the candidates, so it was their private event being held on public property, and that's where you get the sort of conflicting, I guess, viewpoints on this issue. But yet, what happened here in Keene is that the corporate organizers went and got the police and told them, we want them out of here, and that's what the police do, just without question.
Dave, anything else you want to add to this?
Wisconsin.
Go ahead.
The police took the cameras in Wisconsin?
So I understand it, yeah. The man pulled out a camera to record the police harassing somebody over having a camera, and they immediately arrested the gentleman that pulled the camera out.
Okay. Well, yeah, again, that's another thing, especially if it happens in New Hampshire. I have this motto, make the most of camera confiscation. You know, make the most you can out of it, because it's really a bigger deal than the police behaving badly in front of the camera.
Yeah, it is a big deal. So what were you calling about tonight, Dave? I know it wasn't this.
Well, actually, I was going to update you, and I just haven't heard you guys talking about the Next 1000 thing that's been going on very much, and I thought I should mention that.
Well, we have been talking about it, but you know, we're certainly glad to talk about it more.
I should have mentioned it. I apologize, Dave. What is Next 1000?
No. I may have just missed it. I listened to about half of what you guys do, so I missed part of it. But I just know I hadn't heard it mentioned. But basically, you guys did the first 1000 operation that went on back, I guess, mostly in the mid-2000s, and that was successful. And the idea now is to try and get a second group of 1,000 signers to pledge that they will move to New Hampshire I think the autumn or the end of 2011.
Yeah,
and
that sounds about right.
The significant right now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it sounds about right. Go ahead, significant why?
Yeah, the reason it's significant right now is because I think the deadline for signing is autumn of 2010. So it's just a couple months at the most, probably more like 1 month, that people have signed if they want to be on the pledge bank for moving in 2011.
And the sooner they can move, the better. As I mentioned before, I was down in L.A. at the Libertopia convention. You all right there, Dick? Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I'm outside at a bar.
Oh, okay, have fun tonight. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But yeah, there were a lot of folks at Libertopia that were planning on making the move in 2011 and 2012. And, of course, people waiting to get out of college, and they're going to move. And families, they take time to get here. And they're coming, man.
Sign up at pledgebank.com/next1000.
And sign up at freestateproject.org as well. And join the Free State Project. Get your butt on up here if you love freedom. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
LemurDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. LemurDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. LemurDealers.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.